jack of all trades. Like, they were playing drums, keys, guitar, bass, mm-hmm. and like just the whole nine yards, right? And they had this ability to like write their own tunes and stuff. And so that's kind of, I was like, I got to get into that, because I started seeing all these other folks online doing this, and I'm like, that looks like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And that kind of began the rabbit hole of Mishmash. And then for EP, there was just like some song ideas that I had. There were some song ideas that John brought back in early January. And we decided to like cook up these songs. And Jake Thomas Berry on Wolf Island, he does a lot of the sound at the hotel. He also...
we love Jake around here.
Yeah, Jake's awesome.
Jake's a legend. He offered up some studio space at or a studio day at a recording studio on Wolf Island, Rocky's place. Shout out Rocky.
Thanks, Rocky.
And anyways, so we got together early January. The session was late January. I think it was like the 27th or something mm-hmm. like that. And it was myself, Sam here, and one of my pals from high school, John, mm-hmm. on bass. And John,
he couldn't be here today, but he sends his wishes.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair. It is a morning show.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
I'm barely here. Yeah. I'm barely here.
I'm
right
not
now.
Listening. We're barely here.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
So that was kind of like how EP came, or EP came to be.
Let me just confirm the fact.
Yeah.
EP.
But yeah, Mishmash is like, the name kind of speaks for itself. I love a bunch of different kind of genres and stuff. Mostly like I find myself in the realm of like 70s, 80s pop, R&B, soul, funk records, and
jazz fusion, lots of jazz.
I heard it.
So really the project is just a mishmash of all of those things. It's not one thing, you know what I'm saying?
My God.
When you win. So that's kind of how it came to be. And, you know, always collaborating with other local artists to see like, yeah, like what happens if we mash these two kinds of artist types together, or, so that's kind of, it's like ever evolving, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And what's it like being in Nyson and seeing that Jordan wanted to do this?
This is awkward, right?
Or is it good? Like, I love asking bands because this is very common, but what's it like when that moment comes along?
Oh, no, it's totally encouraged. I mean, everyone in Nyson has side projects for sure going on. So Brittany is also in Say It Back, and she's got her own project, Jacuzzi Suit. You know, Helena's done lots of jazz. Adam plays with Oak Ridge. Like, we're
oh my
very...
God, that's right.
Yeah.
It's all coming back.
And
okay.
Also, like, Bad Atlas and all his other cool stuff he has going on.
But it's really encouraging to have other musicians to collaborate with who are exploring the diversity of their sounds, because the great thing about the collaborative that is Nyson is that everyone has such different background and such different influences that when you spend time outside of the project developing your own influences, you're coming back to the project with fresh ideas. You're coming back to it with like new perspectives and like a more defined voice that's specifically yours. So, you know, like everyone needs to go check out Jordan's first couple of Mishmash albums, like the Shorts, New Digs.
Oh, come
and,
on.
And what's the ducky one?
Oh, Real.
Real.
Why is it a ducky one? What did you say there?
the album artwork is just a rubber duck on the dashboard. Oh, okay. And I couldn't remember the name of it.
That's some kind of term that like is new.
It's charming.
You know what's kind of surreal though is... we're sitting in here, and the last time I was in like this particular studio was with John McCrae talking about the release of Shorts, which was my first Mishmash release ever, which was like, I don't know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. So like, here we are.
Shout out John, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow. Okay. So what are you guys doing this summer? And like, what's Nyson doing? What's Mishmash doing? What's happening?
Oh, good question. So,
I mean, it's a lot of people you have to get together sometimes, right? It's not easy. It's not easy.
Yeah.
The best cats to herd, though. You know, everybody's always talking about herding cats.
Yeah.
There are no other cats I'd ever want to herd.
Yeah. Well, Nyson's got some cool stuff coming up in July. We've got a single coming out on the 25th called Adonis, which is super exciting.
Mm.
And come on out to the show the next day at the Broom Factory with the lovely Sunshine Makers from London. And that is going to be be July 26th at the Broom Factory. And we'll be doing that new tune. We'll be doing all kinds of new tunes. Sunshine Makers seem really cool. We're really excited to meet with them.
So we were playing Nison in a minute ago, and it's been a minute since we've had new music.
I know. I'm so excited to have this single out.
Let's go.
We've got a whole album in the tank. It's just, like you said, you know, you got to herd everyone together to get it recorded. Yeah. Yeah.
How can we find Mishmash on social media?
So my Instagram handle is Mish_Masher. A lot of people think the project's just called Mishmasher.
I said that on the air.
Yeah, you're good.
Am I? I said it wrong. It's Mishmash.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. People are like, oh yeah, your Mishmasher project. And I'm like, well, the tag name for Mishmash was taken from Instagram. So you should
capitalize the E-R, Mishmash.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So anyway, it is Mishmash. Fun fact.
It is Mishmash. We're clarifying all of the things.
Getting the logistics straight here.
Oh my God. I did get your music, by the way. So we were saying, Grown Up B, we want to play?
Shake the Mouse.
Let's start with Shake the Mouse. Okay. Yeah. It's fun.
You got five tracks here. Tell me about what.
Well,
what are your favorites? It's like babies, right? Which one's your favorites?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's hard.
Did I say that?
They're all so
love this
different.
Baby. Hate that baby. Hate that. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Harley Jarvis.
That's where the six track went.
Six track is gone.
We hated that one so much. No.
Yeah, we were pretty much just meeting up just to jam with each other in more of a organic way, and came up with these songs just out of what was happening in our little jam sessions at Jordan's place. And it was kind of strange because we had so many different eclectic sounds that were totally different from one another. But we're like, I don't know, I kind of want to just do this where we have like a live tracked rhythm section EP. And so we're going to package it together. Let's figure out how we can package it together. And I had this idea that we should do it where, like, we're going to sleep and the first track is like around the campfire, and then you go and hit your tent zipper at the end, and then each track is like a separate dream sort of that you're going through in the night, because everyone dreams multiple dreams in a night.
So
they're all very different vibes.
It's the most thought that's ever been put into a Mishmash release.
Yeah, definitely.
Usually I just have a batch of songs and I'm like, here you go, universe. Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Out you go.
All right, well, we're gonna play Shake the Mouse. It's always a pleasure to see you guys.
Very excited
about this release. I really truly did enjoy it last night, just going through the whole thing. I listened to the whole thing.
Oh, awesome.
Love it. So people can hear this for themselves
tomorrow.
Okay. Amazing. But for now, you're gonna get Shake the Mouse from Mishmash on the Indie Wake Up Call. Guys, you gotta come
Nailed
back
it.
Yeah. You gotta come back. We'll do a whole takeover. I love when you guys come in and have suggestions for music, when we did that last time.
That sounds fun.
I'll bring more vinyl.
Music appreciation. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
More vinyl. But for now, thanks so much for coming in. Here's Shake the Mouse from Mishmash on the Indie Wake Up Call. Good morning, everyone.
J'aimerais que
Okay, so they're boozing it up in the rain at Glastonbury as we speak. From what I see, like, there's been tons of rain, as it usually is on the Worthy Farm.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Indie Wake Up Call. This is CFRC. We've got a second to talk about Glastonbury. Kaiser Chiefs are going to be there.
Yeah.
So there's always old and new, right?
Yeah. Future Islands and Marabou State that we also played are also some of the musicians on the bill. I mean, it's like everyone who's anyone is there.
Well,
Old and new.
I've always wanted to go, but I also want to be like really wealthy and go as a wealthy person because I don't want to be like, I don't want to do the wet
stuck
tent
in the
thing. I see that one of the first headlines. Updates from Glastonbury. Pint prices spark fury for soaked revelers hoping to booze it up in the rain. So, as expected, there we go. But yeah, the lineup's pretty amazing. I've always wanted to go. I'll get there eventually someday, but I need someone to sponsor me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in the rain.
Yeah, this is kind of my first foray into this because, you know, I'd hear about it, but I didn't really know anything about it.
It's the one.
But it just looks like there is so much going on. There's multiple. I thought when I looked at the page that, okay, you've got this stage and, you know, this is what's happening on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but then there's multiple stages.
Oh, yeah.
There's all around. There's an acoustic stage. A lot going on.
A lot of conflicts.
Yeah.
And there's a big rumor that Chapel Roan's going to show up. So they're all excited.
Okay.
And again, they're all happy. It's raining. Yeah. It's expensive, though.
Is it? Because I guess you got to pay for it. Like, how much would be a plane ticket over there from here?
Like, I don't know. High season? Like, I don't know. But you're talking thousands and thousands of dollars to do this to yourself.
Yeah.
But I would probably do it anyway.
Yeah.
It's worth it, right?
Cool. Yeah. And Alanis Morissette's going to be there.
Sorry?
Alanis Morissette
is going to do her thing.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So good. But anyway, what else we got coming up, guys?
Well, we've been talking Tiny Horse a little bit here and there. They have a brand new single coming out, and we're going to be playing it very shortly.
Apologies to Tiny Horse because I didn't put the photo up on our Instagram post for today's show, and the photo is fire as well. And if you listen to the Indie Wake Up Call, you'll know that they performed that song here only a few weeks ago together on the show.
Really?
Oh, they're so good. They're so supportive of Indie Wake Up Call.
That's wonderful.
And this song is a bit of a banger. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go. What else we got?
We got some Neon Ghost House. They are playing at the Toucan on Friday with Monarch and Echoes and Yes Please and the No Thank Yous, who are Me First and the Gimme Gimme's cover band. So that'll be fun. Got some Anastasia, some Luscious, and then we'll be back to chat some more.
Yeah, amazing.
Okay, let's do it.
Side of this island. you're not coming home. Make bad decisions when I drink alone. What's the point of waiting up if you're not
meet
coming
me
home?
On the other side.
I make bad decisions when I
meet
drink
me
alone.
On the other side.
What's the point of waiting up if you're not
meet
coming
me
home?
On the other side.
I make bad decisions when
meet
I drink
me
alone.
On the other side.
What's the point of coming home? Get up, 'cause no one's dying. It might be getting better even though I can't stop crying. Meet me on the other side of this island. Never gonna give it up, hey, we're still trying.
I get lonely, and I know you get lonely too. too. Can I be lonely here with you? Cause I get lonely. You get lonely too. I'll be lonely here with you.
All I see in you is all I see within.
Well, one thing I can say is that our local bands are going to bring it to Line Spike this weekend. That was Luscious with Love Child. And that's a track that they had the video for at the Kingston Canadian Film Festival. If you haven't seen it, go see it. There's a monkey gorilla thing happening and beautiful Brielle as usual. So anyway, great track. Yeah. And yeah, they're going to be there this weekend. Line Spike. We talked about it a lot and we got some Burton Cummings lined up. I feel like there's a space for him on the show today.
Absolutely.
What else we got going on?
Yeah. Well, if you didn't know, you're listening to CFRC 101.9. You're listening to Indie Wake Up Call Thursday.
Last 15 minutes. Get your coffee in. Yeah.
I'm gone for 3 weeks, yeah. Everybody.
Oh, we're going to miss you, Cindy.
I'll be able to hear it. I'll be in a different time zone, but yeah. I'll find you. We'll be doing our thing.
Yeah. I'll come back with so much amazing music.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. I'm so excited. So, yeah, I'll come back with a whole new perspective. And like I said, I don't know a lot about BTS, but they are getting back together when I'm in Korea. So we'll find out what's going on.
So that's where you're going?
I'm
going
to go to Seoul, and I'm going to Japan.
Way.
I know.
Have you ever been there
Never
before?
Never been to Asia.
Okay, so what made you decide?
My daughter has an internship in Seoul, and I miss her.
Oh, wow. That's going to be wonderful, though. Is it just going to be you and your daughter?
And her dad, yeah.
Yeah, the whole family's going.
I think she's excited, but also like, uh-oh, they're coming. Right. So, yeah, I just talked to her this morning, and I've got all this, like, I'm going to get the sneakers. Aww. I'm going to check out all the car stuff, all the anime, all the video games.
Everything.
All the Oversized 3 things.
Oh my goodness. And I want to know when you come back about the food.
Oh my gosh. So I'm going to eat.
That's what I want to know. Yeah.
Would you eat anything?
Okay, now forgive me for my ignorance. Is kimchi, is that a Korean dish?
That is the Korean vegetable, pretty much. That's the thing that keeps the system going. Because if you don't eat the kimchi, it's all salt and fat.
Well,
if you're not careful.
Yeah, well, someone was telling me even just last night, because my tummy is kind of fussy. She's a fussy girl, and she said, "Well, try kimchi
probiotics.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what
really
you need
good for you.
You
so
have to. You have
I
to.
I think I'm going to do that. And I'm like, where do I get this? And she said, go to Asian World.
Kimchi is so good. Once you start eating it, you will really.
I'll be fortified and feeling good.
But guys, the convenience stores are supposed to be top level, amazing food in the convenience stores.
Yeah.
So I'll have reports, but I want reports on what you guys are going to be up to while I'm gone too. I'm going to be excited to listen because I'll be able to do it. And there's lots to take care of here in Kingston. So many things happening.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be on the air. We're going to be doing this.
Checking out, there's the Analog Island Festival coming up at the beginning of July on Wolf Island. We'll probably play some more music from Rockin' in the Square.
Nice, yeah.
The Polaris shortlist going to come up.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. All those things.
Yeah, I'm continuing to do my art. A fine artist working on that.
Good.
Working on the Instagram, trying to get a little bit more confidence.
Now listen, I asked you specifically for music to play right now, Simone.
Yeah, you did.
Why don't you tell me what we got coming up next?
Okay, for sure. So the next one up is called Miracle Worker by an artist called Forrest Frank and Tori Kelly. They are Christian artists, and this song has got millions and millions of views. People are loving it. I like it because it's very stripped down, very simple, and has an India Arie. I don't know, for those of you who know who she is, certainly when I was growing up, she was just like this beautiful, soulful singer. You hear the guitar. So I really, really like that. That's coming up. And then after that, we are going to hear another song that I chose, which is by an artist called Luke Burr. Just discovered him. I don't know where he's from, but he's doing a song called Is It Love by Bob Marley. But first, we're listening right now to Miracle Worker. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Lately I feel like I've been on my own, walking these streets but they don't feel like home. Trying to fight it but I just can't seem to break through. Oh, I need some rest and I need a way out. I wish I knew what all this was about. All of these questions just lead me straight back to you. Miracle worker, make me new. I know there's nothing
comes from you. Miracle worker, make me new. I know there's nothing you can't do. I don't know who else to run to. Miracle worker, I need a miracle soon.
Somewhere down the road, lost years will find some meaning. I just can't think about them now or live them out anymore. Never lasted so long, no. Through so much or through so many, I just can't believe I could throw it all away. Sometimes late at night, when there's nothing here except my piano, I'd almost give my hands to make you see my way.
Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Quilt is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queens. If you're interested in the fantastic minds of your peers, check us out on Instagram at QUQuilt to read our volumes of creative and academic writing. Stay tuned for more information about our upcoming launch event. Love, Quilt.
I should unwalk out the door, drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus, cool.